Sounds super weird. Your car is going up in value as you drive it, worth more now than last year. Same car. Kind of weird. A couple of your texts here. 630. 3 weeks ago, we sold our beautiful Corvette for $15,000 more than we could have gotten a year ago. We sold it to the dealer. Wow. 815. I have a 2010 Prius. Before the pandemic, I was told my car was worth $3,000. I was just offered $6,000 for my car. It has under mileage $100,000. Paul Bryan, the dean of Chicago's automotive media, is the one who put this on my radar and said, do you know this is happening, Anna? Oh, my gosh, it is. How are you, sir?
Hey, how are you, Anna?
I'm all right. This is a strange phenomenon. I don't know that this has never happened.
You know, it's so funny to put this segment right on the back of Dean doing a Victory Auto Records that he's been doing since the Eisenhower administration.
Seriously.
But it really is. It's just a strange confluence of conditions and events that's driving this. We touched when we spoke last week a little bit about the what I call the chip dip with lack of availability of semiconductor chips, which has halted a lot of production lines for new cars. There are cars just sitting out in fields right now because they can't be completed yet. Then on top of that, you have huge demand, or even if it were normal demand, but it's spiked right now. Now, the pandemic seems to be coming to a close. So you might be sitting there thinking that my car can no longer appreciate. It's not even a store of value anymore. Now it's a source of capital appreciation. And I'm looking at a list of the top 10 appreciating vehicles over the past year. And it's astonishing.
Because it used to be like Ferraris, wasn't it? Like Ferraris used to appreciate. I didn't know other cars did, like other than sports cars and fancy ones.
Well, your Ferrari did, yeah. But, but anyway, yeah, on average, these top 10 cars appreciated an average of 16.8%. Now, leading the list is the Chevrolet Corvette. Now, that I understand. Because there's been a shift from the C7 Corvette to the C8 with the mid-engine, and they're in short supply. So all Corvettes are going up, and if you happen to be one of the lucky ones that got one of the first new versions of the Corvette, there's huge demand for them. But you look at some of the other vehicles on this list, the Mercedes G-Class and S-Class are up $37,000 in the G-Class, for instance. $16,000 for the S-Class. But pickup trucks, you don't have to get exotic. A Ram 1500, a Sierra 1500, a Silverado 1500. Those are up $6,000 to $8,000 a whack. A Camaro is up $6,500. So dealers need cars. They need cars to sell, so they're getting them from wherever they can. They go to the auction, just like everybody else, all other dealers go to. But their supply is dried up, too. So you're seeing all of these prices going up. And yes, the vehicles that your listeners wrote to you about, those aren't strange stories. Vehicles are worth a lot more. So what does it mean for you?
Yeah, what does it mean?
If you are in the market for a car and can find something in stock at a dealer that fits your needs, now's a great time to buy. Now's a terrific time to buy because they're going to be after your trade-in, and they're willing to put more money into it. You know, whenever you buy a car, you get two different values, and one of them you really don't see. You look at what's called a trade-in value, but that car has what's known in the industry as an ACV, an actual cash value. And that's the number that is going up because dealers are willing to pay more for them wholesale. So, right. So now is just a great time to go.
How about that? Well, Paul, here's what we need to do. Let's pool our money, and we're going to buy up all the used cars we can, and we're going to compete with CarMax and Paul and Anna's cars,
yeah.
And we're going to make a ton of dough, right? Should we do that?
Well, yeah, I think there's like about 500 dealers in Chicago that
maybe not. They do a fine job, all of them.
In front of us on this one, Anna. We missed that
yeah.
number
one. Oh, darn it. That and Bitcoin. I'm just like behind on everything these days, Paul. I know.
Our future is in a euro stand. I'm telling you.
Well, that I know a little bit about, okay? Having been this daughter of a Greek restaurant owner.
And I know how to eat them.
Okay.
What could be better?
Perfect combo, as always. His Turn, Her Turn. Awesome podcast. Just a second or two left here, but anything you want to direct us to that you'll be talking about?
Follow me on Facebook. I've been putting a lot of fun things on Facebook lately that I think people would like. So just do Paul Brian at Facebook, Brian. And I'll say howdy there. And if you got any questions, pop away.
Awesome. Thank you, Paul. Enjoy the weekend. I hope you're driving someplace amazing.
Indianapolis, where else?
Woo! All right. Enjoy it. And we'll talk soon. Okay, Paul?
Good enough. Go Bobby Ray Hall's team. Okay.
Bye, Paul.